Ramblings of a Madman. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes it's absolutely insane. Let's get it started.
It's pretty much difficult to understand the flexibility that we have in this world. To at one point see a war going on and the next point watch sports or highlights or watch a movie and forget that it's going on. And it's pretty amazing the American population, how they vote in people who really don't have a sense of moral, even though you might attribute it to them, they really don't. We kind of look at a lot of the things that we see in politics these days, and we sit back and watch, and we elect people, we contribute to campaigns, and we look at the Israeli-Palestine conflict, Israeli-Palestine conflict, and we're sitting there, we're seeing hospitals blown up, this oppression of the Palestinian people, even let's say the war going on now currently, but it's been going on for years. The Uyghurs have been going on for years. There's so much stuff going on, and we as a people just tend to just forget. We go into our social media, and when the elections come up, when we choose our politicians, we're not choosing people who have a moral base. We're choosing people on we want to have it. We say some people think they're morally just or they conform to a set of values, but politicians, and it's very apparent, even so much so in the US, that their loyalties do not lie with the people. You have a democratic state, but you have politicians that are not doing things for the people, but doing things in their own agenda. And the way they did structure it to say, hey, we're going to vote these people into office based on a vote, and these people will be voted in, and that's the who the people want. But the people didn't pick them. One thing that really hurts the American social structure is that we are told these are your options, pick from these four. And all those four have their own agenda. They're not going to morally sit there and look at Israel, look at Palestine, and say, no, it needs to stop today. Let's bring the ships. We have to help the one that's most oppressed. The most oppressed isn't the one that we help. Billions of dollars, tanks, money, planes are going to the oppressor. And all of the American people, they sit there and watch, and they're trying to rationalize, trying to find good reasons why, yes, this is okay, this is right. And the people who think it's not right, they're sitting and watching, protesting. And ultimately, I think America knows, the politicians know, the lawmakers know, protesting is just protest. You'll do it, it'll move on. And they continue, they will continue to seek out their own agenda and support Israel. That's the kind of reflective nature that's non-existent in this society. But how do you fix it? How do you fix it when every person that you choose is a part of the system? And even if he's not a part of the system, if he's trying to pass anything, everyone else works together to stop anyone from making progress. We thought that Trump was this like guy that's going to come in there and he's going to shake things up, he's going to clean things up. But hold on, only 4 years. Hold on, everything that he wanted, they found ways to delay it. They even tried to pass jurisdiction to not have him run again. They even tried to do things, investigate his finances so they can get some dirt on him. But why? For being president? Is this how you treat the president? You protect your president. But it was allowed to go on. So we see an underlying lack of loyalty to the people. Why is this lack of loyalty there? Why is this loyalty to Israel? What are the core tenets? Do they really believe in the historicity of the Bible, the Torah? Do they really believe in Allah? Do they really believe in God? Are you really God-fearing? Well, if you're really God-fearing, why are you helping the oppressor? Is not Christianity and Judaism like, yeah, I might have an enemy. I might have all the guns and all the power. But that doesn't give me the green light to oppress, murder, and slaughter another race of people. But we find that it's continually being done and is continually being justified by the communities of those leaders. And it tends to ask deeper questions, How much loyalty is there and how far will they go? And history does give us some insight to that. If we look at the history of these people, these nations, they've committed some of the greatest atrocities in recent history, wiping out Iraq, wiping out islands of people just so they can have their bases, instigating and creating assassinated squads that go into all countries and are assassinating whoever they feel is a threat to them. So we have to think a little bit more about what is the solution. In the physical world, the thing that really helps a Muslim out is that, yes, we all try to do the most moral thing, the best action we can in a situation where we are living on a day-to-day basis. But we have Allah, we have Judgment Day, we have the last day, and those things help us know all these rights, all things will be made right that are have been wrong to us on this earth. We can believe in that. But the suffering is the suffering. If you have a heartbreak, if you have torture, if you have oppression, if you have pain, if you lose a loved one, those things are so deeply real to us. And we want the world not to suffer. We don't want kids to suffer. We want people to suffer. We want peace. But doesn't the majority of people see the solution? But the politics in their agenda will continue to bring these problems, continue to do injustices. And at the end of the day, were those really the people you wanted? You probably want your grandmother, someone trustworthy, honest, that holds to a strong set of views, and that person that can go into government and actually enforce those views. That would make more sense.
Ramblings of a Madman, another successful episode. Done and done and done.